We are on Daf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. Let us just see the Lashon HaGemara, and then we'll see Rashi and Tosfos. Alachora Mishalem Chulu Man Chayiv Bal Kelev. Who's Chayiv the Bal Kelev? He's Chayiv on the Godish Chatzi Nezik. Lichayiv Nami Bal Gacheles. That the Bal Gacheles also be Mechuyiv. So the Gemara answers B'sheshime Gachaltoi. They're speaking about that he was Mishame Gachaltoi. So the Gemara says, Iki Sheshime Gachaltoi, my boy Kelev Hosom. So how did the Kelev get into the Rishus of the Bala Gachelas? The Gemara answers, Bishachosa. They're speaking about that the Kelev dug a tunnel underneath the delis that was closed, and that's how the Kelev got in. Omar Rav Mori Bereid Rav Kahane Zoi Sei Meres Stam Dloseis Chaturei Sein Eitzel Kelev. So from this, the Mishnah we see Stam Dloseis Chaturei Sein Eitzel Kelev. Now let us see again Rashi. Man chayev balakelev amasnisa mahada. The Ketoni, it says in the Mishnah, alagodish mishalem chatzinezek. Who is the one that pays chatzinezek? The balakelev is machayim chatzinezek. Ochi garsini, vilechayev nami balagacheles. Let the balagacheles also paying, this is Rashi's Hochi Garsinon, Vlichayiv Nami Bala Gecheles. To Bein Mar, U Bein Mar, Mishum Mamayne Islu. Rabbi Yochanan is also Moide, that Ishay Mishum Mamayne. Hilkach Rabbi Yochanan, the Omar Le'el, Alagodish, Mishalem Chatzinezek. Rabbi Yochanan holds alagodish yipei chatzi nezek the tzreirei sein, because it's tzreirei stekelet, the shalim balagacheles chatzi ha'acha. So the balagacheles should pay the other half, the mamaynehu. This is mamaynehu. The Rosh in the Shita Mekabetzes is Mo'irer on Rashi. The Cheshbon is not good. That means we heard later in the Gemara and Daphne Gimel, we heard the Gemara according to Rav Nosson, we paskin like Rav Nosson, say, Sher Tam, was mapil a behemi in a boil. If a shemuid is mapil a behemi in a boil, so each one pays chatzinezek. If a sheir tam is mapil a behemi in a boil, so according to Rav Nosson, the baal a boil pays 3/4, and the sheir pays 1/4. And the Gemara explains the svara of Rav Nosson, that the emerson, hai kula zeka ovid, vahai kula zeka ovid, each one theoretically made a complete hezek, but the shutfim, the baal habayah does not have to pay nezek shalom, because he has a shutif, the baal hasher. The Baal HaSheir also should not have to pay Chatzi Nezek, even though it's a tam, because he also has a shutif. So therefore, that's how the Tashlumim is made. The Tashlumim is made the Balabayel pays 3/4, and the Balasher, by the Sher Tam, pays 1/4. So Lechayre, it should also be the same thing. It would also be the same cheshbon. The Kelev that was Madlik the Godish, so he's Mechuyev Chatzi Nezek als Tzchayres. The Balagacheles is Mechuyev Chatzi Nezek als Eish. So now, but just like the Balagacheles is a Shutev of the Kelev, he's not paying Nezek Sholem because he has a Shutev. So who adin, the Baal HaKelev also has a Shutev. So therefore, the Cheshbon should be that the Baal HaKelev should pay 1/4, and the Baal HaGachelev should pay 3/4. And we'll see in Taisus holds like this, Take. But that's how we make the Tashlumim. So the Rosh and the Shita Mekebetzes asks on Rashi, why is it that Rashi says each one pays a half? The Yelis HaShacha wants to answer on this Kasha that as follows. He says, the Gemara over there is speaking about that in reality, each mazik is a mazik without the other. The shayer was doichef the other behemoth, so mitzad the mice of the shayer, the hezek would have occurred. Without the mice of the shayer, the bur could be mazik, and the bur was mazik. So there you have two mazikim shleimim. When they come together, we whittle down the tashlumim because each one has a shutev. So that's why we end up with 3/4 and 1/4 if the shel is a tam. And he says over here, the balagacheles can only be mazik with the kelet. That means it's not pshat is that he's a mazik alone. He is mazik only, I'll say the loshen of the Ayelos HaShach is as follows. Masha'en kein bala gacheles, the cholden mazik shaloi, whom yishum akelev. The belia kelev ain loy shein mazik lal. The whole hezik of the bala gacheles is because of the kelev. Masha'en kein bala kelev, avi mazik mi bala de hagacheles. The kelev could be mazik, we left out a kelev without shmira. So the kelev is a mazik mibala de a gecheles. Without the gecheles, he's also a mazik. So he says, when came legabi chiyuve de kelev, le mahani ma de gambal a gecheles posha, the hu mazik mi balade hagecheles. Rak bemokim shenifta balakelev chayim balagecheles tavale keruach mitzuya. It's unclear what he's saying because l'chayre in the hezek of the godish, the kelev is dependent, the hezek that occurred, could be the kelev is a mazik, but the hezek that the kelev made is only through the gacheles. He seems to be saying that the gacheles is only a mazik through the kelev, and the kelev is a shame mazik without the Gehelis. I don't know exactly why. Legabi, the hezek that occurred, I don't exactly know why he's considered a mazik. He says, therefore, the caliph has to pay klal his chiyuv. If there's something left, then the bala gehelis will have to pay. Let's go a little further in Rashi. Bereish Lakish to Omar Lagodish Kulei Havi Potter. So then there's no teshlumim whatsoever from the Bala Kelev Lashal Bala Gecheles Kulei. Because Al Kedaitoch, the Gecheles Techad, Charore Begodish Techad. Or the Nachlas David wants to be Geiris, the Gecheles Techad, the Charor Techad, the Godish Techad. Then it would be very good the Kesal Kedaitoch. The Gemara held that they belonged to three different Bailim. The Bala Gecheles was a Oife, was a baker. He had a Tanu with Gecholim. The Bala Charore was a second person. He baked his charore on the gacheles of the bala gacheles. And then there was a godish. So everything, there were three different bailim. So memele, Rashi is gaining that the Gacheles, the Bala Gacheles is not the Bala Godish. So the Gemara is asking Akasha, L'chayiv Nami Bal Gacheles. So let the Bal Gacheles pay for the Godish, because he, the Bala Gacheles, only possesses a Gacheles. He's an Eifer. So Mamela, let him pay for the Godish als Eish. So the Gemara says, "B'sheshime gechaltoi sheno dalseis beisa yofe." For onusu, he is an onus. He made a shmira. So the Gemara says, "Zoisei meres midachayev lebala kelev acharor nezek shalom." So the Gemara asked Akasha, so if he made a good shmira, so the Gemara asked, so how did the Kelev get a hold of the Gecheles? So the Gemara answers, Kishechosa, Bishechosa. Speaking about that the Kelev dug a tunnel underneath the door. Omar Rav Mori Berei de Rav Kahane, Zoi Sei Meres Tam Dlosais Chature Sein Eitzel Kelev. Zot Rashi, Zoi Semeres, Midachayev, Lebal Kelev, Acharore Nezek Shalem. We see that the Bala Kelev pays on the Charore Nezek Shalem. Alme, Lav, Shinui, Hu, Ze, Shechoser, Esadel. So we see from this, that it is not a davar mishune for the kelev to dig a tunnel underneath the dalas. The stam dloses chaturis ein eitzel a kelev. A dalas is not a barrier for a kelev. And memele, and that is why he pays nezek sholem and the charore. If we would not say this is something that should not be normally expected, that a kelev should dig a tunnel underneath the delas in order to get to the charore. So then the Kelev, the Bala Kelev, would pay on the Charore Chatzines. Now let us see the Rosh. זה מחלקס בראש עם רשי. We'll see later when we come to Taisus, we'll see that Taisus b'miktsas learned like the Rosh. B'miktsas did not learn like the Rosh. Let us see the Rosh in the second Perek, Simin Gimel, which is on Daf Kufchov Gimel Amid Beis. But we don't have to start from the beginning of the Rosh. Hanegei Alonu, six lines from when the simen from Ochlo starts with Ochlo. So the sixth line starts with Behemen parentheses, and we'll go a little further. Hilkach Nirali Leforish. This is the Rosh which we have to learn. Hilkach Nirali Leforish. Hodam Rine Lael. Haikalbe de Ochal Imri. We learned before Akelef ate Aseh. A big set, a small puppy ate a big set, Mishunre da Ocha Talmegoyle. Mishunel, this is a double Mishune, Vloy Magvina Leibe Bovel, so since it's Mishume and we hold Palganiske Knosse, Vloy Magvina Leibe Bovel, Zokterosh Amirde Kepshat, Abchas Shepichso Hamisa Koma. The Gemara is speaking about the Imre was worth, let's say, $1,000. After the Caliph killed it, it's worth $300. So on the Pras Misa, the $700 Hefsit that occurred through that the Caliph killed the Imre, the Le Magvina Bobel. So this $700 Hefsid we will not be going in Bobel. And this $700 Hefsid, he only has to pay $350 a Fulon Eretz Yisrael. Because this is Mishune. It's a double Mishune that a Kelev should start up with an Imre Ravrabi. Avol. Now we have here a dead carcass, a dead animal. Avol demei hanevele mishalem im ochel b'chotzer anisik. This afilu in Bovel, if it ate it b'chotzer anisik, which is a $300 hefsid now, the nevele is worth $300. So if the kelev eats up this nevele, he'll pay $300 afilu in Bovel. This is not a knas. This is shame. Ve'im b'rshus harabim, ma shenenis. Da'achile lo'y havi shinui, this is not a shinui, the dalkam lechel kol nevelis, as long as he have a nevela, he have a dead animal already, afilu shel behema yisgdeilis, it'll afilu for a big behema, it will also pay for the nevela. Umay de koma haikalbe de ochal. So it comes out, the Rosh Lemaise said that on the Pras Achille, he pays Nezik Sholem. And the Gemara says, haikalbe de ochal imre ravrevi, you don't pay at all. In Bovel. So the Rosh says, "Ubahay de koma hay kalba de ochal lefishen dalke lahomis ela letzorech achila." It doesn't normally kill. It only kills letzorech achila. That's also mishune. So that's why we say we're not goyvim bebovo. But when we say ochal, we mean shehemis letzorech achila. Af al gav de tchilas ha-hezek ho-yeshinui. Zokterosh, so we have over here a animal, a kelev attacked the imre, and which is mishune, and then it was successful, it was maimis the imre, and then it ate up the imre. זאת ראש ואף על גד תחילס ההזק היה שינוי, even though the beginning of the הזק was משונה, מחייב על האכילה דהביוכי, that the הזק of הימס is תקה משונה. The $700 הזק for making a live animal on the veiler, that's תקה משונה. But the אכילה that occurred after the hamis, that's okay. And that will pay nezek shol. Vahada amar bepilkin lekama, this is the gemara we are just learning now. Zois aimeres tam dlosois chatureis ein eitzol hakele. So the gemara said, from our mishnah we see that it is a something that we can expect that a kelev will dig a tunnel underneath a delus. Uperish Rashi di Ilohoyu stam dloseis chaturis havi mishune. Then would be mishune vloi mishalem elo chatzi nezek acharove. Rashi says if it would not be a normal act of a kelev, so then he would pay chatzi nezek acharore, and the achilas acharore would pay chatzi nezek. Aval gav de ein shinui ba'achile elosh etchiles ha'maisa hoye b'shinui. So you see klo from Rashi, the way Rashi says chana gemore, you see klo from Rashi that if the tchiles ha'maisa was mishune, so whatever comes out from a mishune di kemaisa also is a din mishune. Not the way the Rosh said. That's what it says in Arashi. So the Rosh disagrees with Arashi. Motzi leforish, I'll tell you a different shot in the Gemara. Eloi hoyu stam dloses chatureis eitzol hakelet. If stam dloses would not be chaturis eitzol hakelet, havi onos. That's what the Gemara means. The Gemara means if a door is a barrier for a kelet, and dogs do not dig tunnels underneath doors, so then it'd be potel legamri on the charore. He should expect before he let his dog out without a shmire. He inspected all the houses on the block, all the houses, the doors were locked. So he said, no, so his kelev is harmless. It can't do anything. There, all the doors are locked. So then if his dog decided to dig a tunnel underneath a door, see, it come with a taina, I'm an honest. I didn't, there was a shmire. Upata legamri, kehida reisha koinis, nifritso balailo, oisha patsualit stim, viyotso sovizika potas. So he says, there's such a gemore. If a person had tsoin, which are mazik, b'shem v'regel, and there was a door that was locked, and then in the middle of the night, the door broke down, and the owner of the tzoin was unaware of this occurrence. So, and they were mazik, he's potter, because he's potter al-tzonus. I had a shmire. I did not know, or did not expect that my behemoth would be mazik. So we have here a machloikes, the Rosh and Rashi. What is pshat in the Gemara? Rashi says that if stam dloseis einam chatureis eitzel kelev, so the achila is considered mishune. This is considered a mishune dikezach. Rashi seems it's not called an onus, but it's mishun al kapanim, it's not ulchei. So the achile that was a result of this chatire will also pay chatzi nezek. And the Rosh holds there is no such thing. If even though the chatire was a sibe for the achile, but since the achile afterwards is not a davar meshune, you pay nezek sholem on the charore. And the whole shakl of the time, the Gemara is, there's a ptur onus, and he could have tainted that I never would have expected that this should have occurred, so it's called Makelev Ishamu from your charore. The Gemara says, Tam dloseis chaturais. So therefore he's not an onus. Let us see Taisvis. V'lechayev balagacheles. The Gemara asked Akasha. Here we see Taisvis did not have Rashi's girsa v'lechayev nami balagacheles. Taisvis' girsa was v'lechayev balagacheles. So the Rehitas advorim would seem that the Gemara's kasha is the balagacheles should pay the whole nezek, not the kelev, lichaye balagacheles. Now, what is the logic in this, that the balagacheles should pay for the whole nezek? So the Taisus Rabbeinu Peret says, because he was the first peisheya. He was the, that means by leaving a gacheles, by leaving agacheles in the range of klovim, so by leaving it there before the terrors of Sheshima gechaltoi, so pshad is I'm a pesheya and this says I'm the first pesheya. After I left the gacheles, now the kelev comes, but I'm the first pesheya, so I'm the cause of the hezek. So therefore, I should pay the whole hezek. Even though later the hezek came through the kelev, that would be the hava mina to take the skilsa without a grain of salt. But Taisus says no, it does not. We cannot learn a kipshuta. Perish gam balagachelas. The Gemara means that the balagachelas should also be chayiv. V'loy sheyifta balakelev legamri. Not that the balakelev should be potter, because the balagacheles was the first peshay. The shayla is that he should also be chayiv. Kide pirashti lel, where do we see this halacha that the first peshaya is not the only one that's chayiv? Gabi chenveni, amai chayiv. It says that if a chenveni left a ner b'shus harab, so the chenveni is ichar apesheya, and then later a gomel came tom pishton, and it's speaking about that the Baal HaGomel saw that the Pishton is burning and the Gomel is standing next to a bire, and it's Mimesachsach Kol HaBire. So the Gemara says over there, Amai Chayiv, why is the Chemveni Chayiv? And Taisva says, Gemara doesn't mean why the chenveni is, why is the chenveni chayiv alone? He has a shutif, he has a gomel for a shutif. So the Gemara is asking klor that even though the pesheya horishain was the chenveni, he was a pesheya by leaving a ner outside, the Gemara asks, but since the Baal HaGomel realizes that the Pishton is burning now, he should take away the Gomel from the Bira. So we see klo that a Pesheya Rishin is not responsible for the whole Hezek. Void If you'll say that there's such a logic that if the first Peshaya pays for the whole Hezek, and the Bala Kelev should be Potter, so then you have a Kashiv and the Gemara daf Yutesamid Beis. Am I Kamala El? Masnisin Ba'adye Aduye. Rav Huna said that if a person was kosher a dli to a Talmagel, so the kosher is chayiv nezik shalim. And the Gemara says, and the Mishnah says, that if a Talmagel was mazik with a dli, Balatamigal pays chatzi nezik. So the Mo says, Masnisin ba'adye aduye. So the Balatamigal is chayiv al tzoyres, or the Ravune ba'al meitma. And Ravune, that said that if a person was kosher adlil to a Talmigal, he pays nezik sholem, is speaking about that it wasn't mazik al tzoyres, who was mazik bin koimai als eish, als boyer, it was mazik bin koimai als boyer, so memele, then the balad lil is chayim als boyer mizgal. But Rav Huna is not going on the case of the Mishnah, because on the case of the Mishnah, speaking about it wasn't mazik als boyer, it was mazik als chayres, and therefore the balatamig is also chayim. Frektoisvis leime der Ravune koya masnissen. Koshroi odom chayiv akoisha nezek sholem. Ubalatamagil potter. Kamoi hoche. If we will say that the Peshaya Horishin is chayiv nezek sholem, so he can be going on the case of the Mishnah. And if it was a dlil, that a person was kosher, so he taka pays nezik sholem. Even though the Talmiga was mazik with tzoyres. If this is the gils of lechaya bala gacheles, even though the kelev brought the gacheles to the godish, the bala Talmiga potter, k'mayoche, the potter bala kelev, elo vadai. So you see from that Gemara, Bishaloishima Gechaltoi, Chayiv Nami Balakele. That what the Gemara said, L'chayiv Balagecheles, does not mean that he's completely Chayiv. It means he should also be Chayiv, but the Balakele is also Chayiv. There's no such lumdis of Peshaya Rishin, Megalvin Oliver Sakil. L'kach loy metuk medaravuna masnisin. So therefore, the Gemara says, in the case of the Mishnah, the Kshorei Odom Chayiv Mashmed Chayiv Akoil Akoishel. And so it can't be going on the Mishnah, because if the Talmigel was Mazik Betzroire, so the Baal Talmigel is also Chayiv. So therefore, he's not going on the case of the Mishnah. Baal Talmigel Yeshli is Chayiv Kamoikein. So therefore, we say in the case of the Mishnah that we can be Mechayiv, the Baal Talmigel also, then Rav Huna would never say that we're mechayiv the bal hadlil nezek shalom, because we have two shutvim in this hesek. V'lechayiv bal hagacheles. Now, Taisviz has a shreklicha problem. The Gemara says later that the charore, the Gemara asks later, where did the caliph eat the charore? And the Gemara answers it ate it by the godish, and the godish belongs to the bala charore. So therefore it's bir b'steyache. So Taisvus was under the assumption, if we say that the charore and the bal godish belong to the same owner, So lechayre, the gacheles also belongs to the same owner. The bala gacheles and the bala charora are all one. He baked his charora and his gacheles. So now he owns the gacheles, he owns the charora, he owns the godish, and the gemara is the kasha, let the bala gacheles pay for the godish. He should pay for the godish. That is why Rashi avoided the shaila. Rashi says, "Kosal kedaita, the gacheles dechad, the charora dechad, the godish dechad." So, Memele, Rashi is speaking about that he was a baker. The bala gacheles was a baker. So, therefore, we can ask, "Let the bala gacheles pay for the godish." But Tosis did not want to learn like that. Tosis understood that the gecheles belong to the bala charore, and if the godish belonged also to him, swat pshad lechayiv. So Taisvi says, Hailishna lav davke. Not that the gemara means the bala gecheles should pay for the godish. Tamituk me daochla begodish the bala charore, and Taisvis holds the bala charore, the bala gacheles. Eloklaima. That what the Gemara means, lachayev bala gacheles. Sheyifter bala kelef mechelkoi shel bala gacheles. Vole yishalem keim orevia. So that means, Taisvis is saying, lu yitzuyo. The gecheles would belong to someone else. Here we see Tosfos does not learn the cheshbon that Rashi says that he pays a half and then the bala kelev also pays a half. So then he pays the same amount. Then it's very modne that we should deduct. We're never deducting according to Rashi. Therefore Rashi was goyos for chayv nami. And Rashi says it's talking about the godish tachad and gacheles tachad. Taisvis learned that it's speaking about their one owner. And the bala kelev has a shutif, the bala gacheles. So the bala godish was mishtatif in the hezek of the godish. So therefore, we should deduct from the chiyuv tashlumim of the kelev. The kelev is not mechuyev to pay chatzi nezik, because he is a shutif in the hezik, the bal hagodish. V'nire, so Tosfos is saying, amoyre dikip pshat, that gemara doesn't mean v'lechayev, it means we should deduct a revia from the chiyuv of the bal hakelet. V'nire mikan ledagdek. So now Tosfos says, amoyre dike kasha, let's speak out the kasha is the meaning. Tosfos says, amoyre dike kasha. So here it says that if the bal hagodish, who is the bal hagecheles, was mishtatef in the hezek of the godish, so we will deduct from the bala kelev, he only pays a quarter. So Taisis Amir de Kekash, it says the bala kelev pays nezek sholem on the charore. So why should the bala kelev pay nezek sholem on the charore? According to the Havamin of the Gemara, that it's speaking about that the Bala Charor left the door open. So just like we say, the Bala Charor, the Bala Gacheles, was mishtatef in the hezek of his godish, and therefore the Bala Kelev does not have to pay his complete chiyuv tashlum, he only pays a quarter. So the Gemara should have asked, so why does the Bala Kelev pay Nezek Sholem on the Charore? You left the door open. So you were also Mishtatef in the Hezek. So Taisu says, Amoyre deke yesod. Venire mikan le dagdik, de yoise yesh la odom li zoir atzmoy, shlo yazik acherim mishlo yuzak. That a person has an obligation on himself to make sure he shouldn't be mazik others. But when it comes that he himself should be genizik, he doesn't have an obligation to watch himself. Then there's a taine, fakelt, you shouldn't have been mazik me. I have to protect myself. Fakelt, you have to make sure you shouldn't be mazik me. So therefore, shemachuyev lishmegach halta min hakelev. So now we have a meir de kezach. Is mechuyev to be shay megachalta min hakelev? Af al pi she'ein loy reshus likones lebeisoy. Now the kelev is not entering his house per reshus. But if the door would be open, you can't leave your door open because you have a gacheles which can be mazik through klovim. You can't leave your door open. Kidei shelo yazik acherim. So that's when the Teis Rabbein Peret says, here, where's the acherim? It was burnt his godish. But the Teis Rabbein Peret says there was other gedishim here also. God, there was his mazel that his godish got burnt. But Lemaise, you had no right. That means you have a gecheles in your chotzer. You have no right to keep the door open. You have no right to keep the door open because this gecheles is a potential mazik. This klovim around, we're talking about the Havamin of the Gemara, he has an open door, you have a gecheles. So Memele, and there's, you have 90 neighbors with Kedishim, what right do you have to keep your door open? The Kelev will take your Gacheles and will burn the 19 neighbor, you'll burn the Godish of one of your 19 neighbors. God, so Memele, so we attribute, since you had no right to do it, so we attribute the hezek, or a chelik of the hezek, to you. You're responsible for the hezek. So even though it came out that your godish got burned, but we say, since you were responsible to watch your gacheles, and you didn't watch your gacheles, so memele, so we consider you a shutif in the hezek of your godish. Because you had no right to keep your gacheles unprotected, not shomel. That's when we're speaking about the gacheles, which is a masik. But when we're talking about your charore, you have the gacheles and a charore. So we're talking about, I have a charore, and he left the door open. He left the door open, and a kelev comes in. So there, you can't tell me I have no right to keep the door open when it comes to my charore. I'm sorry. This is my house. This is my charore. You have to watch your kelev. I'm not responsible to watch my charore, that your kelev should not have what to eat. I should make sure that I should, I should shut my, there's no such thing. I'm not responsible for that. So when it comes to that it was genizik, you take the full responsibility. But on the hezek, I'm also responsible. So there's a greisen toisvis. Let us say the lotion tois, afo pi shein le reshus le konus le beisik adesh le yazik acherim. But he's mechuyev to shut the door. Kadesh lo yasek achem. Ve'ein tzorich. The neveshel zagreis. Ve'ein tzorich lishmer atzma. Kadesh lo yichnes kelev. Kadesh litol charorosai. But this is not mechuyev to do. Ve'ein tzorich. So memele, I have no responsibility whatsoever.
So memele, if your kelev came into my house and ate my chagore, so memele, you pay nezek shalom. V'chein mashme b'hameniach. Then Tosfos brings a raya to this yisod, and the Gemara hameniach. B'shmaiten de kadorim. Amore deke maise. The Gemara relates such a scenario. That there were three kadorim, there were people carrying pitchers. The first kador was niskal and he fell. The second kador tripped over the first one. And the third one tripped over the second one. There was a ripple effect over here. And the Gemara says over there, the second kador is mechuyev beniskei gufoy avoloi beniskei mamoina. That means if the third kador was huzak begufoy, the second kador is to pay. The third kador was huzak b'mamoina, he doesn't have to pay. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. Is a niskal peisheya, a niskala peisheya. If the second one is a peisheya, so then pay for niske mamayna. If he's not a peisheya, so he should be put on niskal gufay. And his a gufay. So that's a negeilonu. So let us see what Tosfos brings down. Bishmaitin de kadorim, de porich I niskal peisheya, Shaini Nami Lechayev and his Hezek Mamoinoi. Why did you, if he's a Peshaya, so let the second one be Chayev and Hezek Mamoinoi. So Tosfos, Alme Choshiv Shaini Peshaya, Lechayvoi Beniske Shlishai, Peine Peshay Linya Shiv Tarishim and Nizokov. The only problem was, the Gemara said, if Niskal Peshay, he should pay for all the Zekis that he brought about to the third one. But Frektach Tosfos, if he's a Peshaya, you call him a Peshaya. So why should the first one have to pay, and the Hezekis of the second one? So Vaistachos, we split the hair. Legabi, not to be Mazik, there's a Chiv on me to be careful. And if I wasn't careful, I'm responsible for what I did to the third one. But not to be nizik, there's no such responsibility on me. So there, legabi, my own nizikis, this first one is chayev, if niskal is peisheyev. And I'm not considered a peisheyev, because I'm not mechuyev to watch myself so much that I should be genizik from the first one, but I am a chuyev to watch myself not to be mazik the second one, the third one, the second to mazik the third one. The Gemara is a Tosfos Vayta. Mishishima gachalta. So the Gemara answers, it's speaking about that he made a shmira. The imtaima uma shmira hizu. Like Tosfos, what kind of shmira? This is a mordike kasha. It's a very pertinent kasha on the whole sugya. Uma shmira hizu. Kiven sheyochel akelav likonesham bachatire. Estam dloso is chature seinetzel akelav. The Gemara has just said, the Gemara brought out, I will see it, that is an expected thing for a kelev to dig a tunnel underneath a door. And that is why Rashi says, and that's why it's chayv nezek shalom on the charore. It's something to be expected. So memele, so he shut the door, and so the whole reason for the door is to make sure a kelev doesn't come in. But if a kelev is not daunted by a door, he makes a tunnel underneath the door, so we're back where we started from. What did you accomplish with a door if we're just telling us now that klovim dig underneath those. V'yeshloima, given the notar ke the notri inchi, v'yetchachu rabbonon tvei. Amir de kezach. So Taisva says, that's 100% true. But my chiv shmire, I have a gachelus, which could be an eish klovim to come in and take this gachelus and burn down Gedisha. That is true. I have to make a shmire on my gachelus. Now, how kind of a shmire does a baal gachelus have to make? Does he have to make a shmira that it will be impossible that a eish could come about? Well, no, he has to make a shmira. After the he did his ishtadlus. After his shmira, it's still possible that an eish could come up. But I'm not mechuyev to do more. We had in the first Mishnah in Baba Kama, Shmiroson Alecha. You're mechuyev to make a shmira. And if you didn't make a shmira, you chayev to pay. Now we have to know how great a shmira do you have to make. So Taisva says, Kiven de notar ke de notri inchi, leetchachu rabbonon tvei. That's the shmira you're mechuyev to make. Pashteitzach, there are two types of klovim. There's one caleb, he smelled the charore, he comes, he's coming, he's running to get the charore, the baal acharon, the gechela sees him coming, he slams the door on his face, so memele, the caleb sees he's not welcome, he's not wanted, he goes away. There's another caleb, it was a determined caleb, a door doesn't mean anything, see, digs a tongue. So the chiyuv shmire that is mutal anesh is I have to make a shmire for the klovim who are not determined. That's my chiyuv. I'm not b'chuyuv to ensure the world. That's my chiyuv shmire. And if I made my chiyuv shmire, I'm potter to pay. No kan shoyel aben is a moira de kikashe. So you made your shmire now. And that's all. That's the chiyuv shmira. So now let's talk about the baal hakelev. The baal hakelev, he wants to give his kelev a night out. He wants to go to sleep and let the kelev wander around. So before he goes to sleep, he goes and he walks down the block. He looks, all the doors are locked. No, all the doors are locked. So memele, so it's locked already. So he says goodnight to his caleb and the doors are locked. But the Gemara says, Nitazai. The Gemara says the baal hakelev is chayiv to pay. So how do we tanz on two chasanis? That means we say that you don't need a shmire kedenotri inchi. You don't need a shmire you don't need a shmire that is batuach that a hezek won't happen. You need a shmira. There's a certain amount of shmira which the Torah was machayev, Chazal was machayev. That shmira you made. So mele if that, and that's sufficient. I'm not responsible to do more. If it happened, that's not my responsibility. So memele, so lechere, so this shmire, there's two sides to the door. There's the kelev on one side and the baal hagecheles on the other side. So this is a good enough shmire for the baal hagecheles. It should be good enough shmire for the baal hakelev. So the Yelos HaShachar says, this brings a Rav Chaim, I don't know, see once it could be, this is what Rav Chaim means. But the Yelos HaShachar makes it simpler, I think. The Yelos HaShachar says as follows. The Baal HaGacheles made a Shmira. He made a Shmira. You're not mechuyev to do more. The Kelev, he didn't do anything. This Teretz notri, kide notri inchi, I made a shmiret, not a 100% shmira, but he made a shmiret. He shut his door. He made a shmira for his gachelis. You didn't make any shmira. You didn't make any shmira. You let your door groan. So memele, so if there would be a taina, if there would be a taina, that this is an impossibility to occur, let's say I'm an onus, I would never think that my keller would be able to do such a thing, so then you'd have a pturonos. Then you would have a pturonos. But since there's a lomdis of stam dloseis chaturis and eitzel keller, it's not an impossibility. A shmira you didn't do. You didn't make a shmira. So memela, you're responsible. So Anderson, he brings down a shita mekabetzes, the shita mekabetzes, and what would be if he left his dog inside and he locked the door. He locked the door and then the dog made a tunnel on the two doors. So l'cheira, then he should be potter. Then he should be potter. So then the Shin Kibetsa says, no, the chiv to watch, you don't watch dogs with doors, I'm sorry. You watch dogs with chains. I mean, your chiv shmire, that means all that Taisvah said is that the chiv shmire of a gacheles does not have to be a shmire which ensures that a sreifa won't occur. That's not the chiyuv shmira. The chiyuv shmira has to be, there's a certain amount of shmira that you have to do, and if it's more than that, you're not mechuyev to pay. It's not rika de notri inshi. The chiyuv tashlumim is when I did not do what I was supposed to. And that's what I'm supposed to do, finished. The chiyuv shmira is not to make a hezekin impossible. Masha ain't came. The shmira of a kelev is to put him on a chain. So memele, he didn't make a shmira, that's why he's chayiv. Bishechosa. So Taisa says, Vim Taima Velishani, let the Gemara answer, Kagoin de Noflo Gude Belelia. Taisa says, we have to understand, the Gemara is made in a kimte. The Gemara is building everything from Terutzim that you have to say on these kashes, and then shmami no. So now we have a yesod. That means stam dloseis chaturis in eitzel keller. Shmami no was not a statistic that we figured out from a veterinarian. This was a statistic that was figured out from the Mishnah. That means they have a problem in the Mishnah. Why isn't the Bala Gacheles chayiv? So you have to say the Bala Gacheles is not chayiv because he shut the door. Now you have a kasha, so why is the Bala Kelev chayiv? So I say, Shma, is that the Tugmat Stam? Plus, is Chturus in it, Shma, me no. That means, from the Mishnah, that's the only pshat I have in the Mishnah. So as Eiskishpalt, this you say, Stam Blosses Chturus Meitzel Kelev. So Taisu says, if the whole Hechish is from the Mishnah, I'll tell you another Teres on the Mishnah. So these Yisoides you cannot build. Vim Taima Vilishani, Kegain the Nofla Guda Belel. I have another Teres. You problems. Share Terutzim Lenin Halu. I'll tell you what happened, that he shut the door, and the door broke, somehow the door broke in the middle of the night. And the owner of the Gacheles did not know about it. the owner of the Kelev was walking with his midnight walk with his dog, and he saw the open door, and he let his dog loose for the night. So Mamela, so the Baal, and the Gemara later says such a mahalach, that the Baal Mazik was aware, and the other one wasn't aware. The Gemara says such a mahalach later. So Mamela, it's a felt aistarutz, and maybe that's Pshat the Mishnah. V'im taim v'lishani, k'goin d'nof l'guda b'lelya, v'yoda Baal HaKelev, v'Baal HaGacheles lo yoda. Piyashloimas, the Tosfos says, the Einzer Gilus. Now this is a very big doichik, the Balakelev Yoda Balagacheles La Yoda. That means, Ulekamon Gabi Easy, the Besodais Regilus Ulefomim. The Gemara says, such an Akimta later, but there it's talking about that there was a Shmire in the Soda. The Shmire got Nevat. And the person who had Ezim was, lived near the Soda, so he was aware that there's no Shmira. The owner of the Soda was home, so he wasn't aware that the Shmira became Neva. So that is Shaykh, by a Soda, Shaykh, such an Akimte. This is a very big Deichik that the Delos that fell down in his house, he didn't know, and the Baal HaKelev didn't know. Stam Dlosais Chaturei Sein. Taimo. Now, let me just give a shtickel abdome. We had two pshotim in the Stam Dlosis Chaturis in Eitzel Kelev. Rashi said the raya was, why is the Baal HaKelev mechuyev to pay Nezek Sholim on the Chorore, it's Mishune, he should pay Chatzin Nezek. That's a Rashi Lom Pshat. The Rosh Lom Pshat, that if it's not Chaturais, so the Baal HaKelev is an Onus. He's an Onus. So Memele, so he should be Potter. And Taisus learned a third Pshat. Let me just tell you, Eisevenik, what Taisus Pshat is. Then we have to figure out why Taisus did not want to learn like the Rosh. But let me tell you how Taisus learned Pshat. Taisus learned that if it wouldn't be Chaturis, he'd be an Onus. But the Raya is not from the Charore, the Raya is from the Godish. The raya is, if stam dlosais is einam chaturis eitzel kelev, so then it should come out that the Baal HaKelev is an onus in the sreifes hagodish. So why does the Baal HaKelev have to pay for the sreifes hagodish? Chatzinezek, Lechayre, he's an onus, because it was locked in Stam Dlosais, Einam Chaturis Eitzel Kelev. God, his Kelev did it. Mamish, who would ever think such a thing would have occurred? So I'm an onus. So I should be potter. So Taisus learned the Kasha was on the Tashlumim of the Godish. Why is the Baal HaKelev? Why is the Baal HaKelev chayiv on the Godish? He's an onus. It's a raya. Stam losis chaturis in eitzel kelev. Taima. That's what Taisus lomshad. It's a raya. Is not an onus. Taima. Fak Taisus. Vilma mishum. Tahavit chilose bipshiye v'soife boines. No, could be his takanoines. Could be it's an unexpected occurrence to that a Kelev should dig a tunnel underneath a door. So you'll ask me a kasha, so why is, if it's unexpected, so I'm an honest, so why does the Baal HaKelev have to pay for the Godish? because there were other people who had open doors. That means there were other people on the block that had open doors with Hagechelis. So he was a Peisheya, why did you let your dog roam at night? There were two Shechinim, Reuven and Shimon. Shimon had an open door with Hagechelis and Acharore, and Reuven had a closed door. And of all things, his Kelev dug underneath Reuven's door and took Reuven's Gacheles and burnt the Godish. So the Gemara is saying, oh, it's a raya that it's something to be expected. Pektais, no, it could be it's not to be expected at all. It's an onus. But you know why the Balakelev is raya? Because he was a Peshei Lagabi Shimon. Shimon left his door open. So by letting his dog roam when Shimon's door is open, so he's a Peisheya Lagabi Shimon, you are a Peisheya, you shouldn't have let your dog out at night because Shimon's door is open. Lamaisa and Oinus happened, it went into Reuven's house, so that's Chilosei, Bibshia, Vesaifa, Boinus, and that's why you're high. Taima. Dilma Mishum David Chilosei, Bibshia, Vesaifa, Boinus. There was an open door. And Saife Bainis, he dug a tunnel underneath the closed door. Vieshloima, so Tosfos says, a gewaldike yesod, the imkain. If you'll say that the whole chiv on Reuven's door is, because I was a peishei legabi Shimon, Timkein loy mechayev bechatire ki im revia. So then I should only pay a quarter of the nezik when I burnt the godish. Ki heichi dahave mischayev bepsucha. If, what is my pshia? My pshia is, I should have expected or should have been afraid that my kelev will go into Shimon's house. Now, if my kelev, and Shimon's door was open, if my kelev would have gone to Shimon, taken Shimon's gacheles, what would happen? If it would have taken Shimon's gacheles, then I would only pay a quarter, because I have Shimon that's a shutef also. Shoye bal gacheles mischayev machzeh. Balgachelis would pay machzah, and he would pay a quarter. So tchilosoi bepshiye v'soifoi ba'oynes, you're only achroi by the oynes as much as you would be mechuyev for your pshiye. And if the pshia would have occurred, I would only have to pay Reviya Nezik because I would have a shutiv of Shimon who left his door open. So it comes out I was a peisheya only for a chatzi Nezik. My pshia involved that there was another shutiv in the Nezik. And legabi this pshia, I'd only have to pay Reviya Nezik. So memele, so it's still, so if you say, stam d'losos einem cheturus legabi kelev, so you would not have to pay chatzi nezik, you would only have to pay reviya nezik. So memele, that is why we say that stam d'losos cheturus ameitzel kelev. Aber ein letaret, do lo emrinen trilose bepshie bebatem psuchem, vesoifoi boines benulem, you can't say a different teret. You can't say trilose bepshie on one house, and soifoi boines on another house, kiven de gabi nuulem lehavishum pshie, Kidamrinan Bahapore, and the Gemaran Apore says such a thing, Lachaire, Tlemrinan Migid Avi Peshe Elinin Pekeach. ומיגוד אבי פשאלינים גמלים, אבי פשאלינים שבורים. Let's talk about the second case one minute, and then we'll talk about the first case. The Gemara says like this, a person had a boir b'shusaram, and he had a cover on it. Now, when he bought the cover, he should have read the small print, but then the small print it said as follows. It said on the cover, this can only hold up the weight of a shoyer. It cannot hold up the weight of gemalim. And, fine. And he put down a cover that could only hold up the weight of a shoyer. Now, if a shoyer falls in, he's an onus. I made a kisui. If a gomel falls in, he's a pesheya, because they can't hold up the weight of a gomel. Afal pikin, but if a shoyer falls in, I'm potter. I mean, it says on the, it can hold up the weight of a shoyer. So let us say trilosai bepshia legabi gmalim v'soife boynes legabi shvorim. You should be chayim. Survive toys. You don't mix and match. He was a peisheya legabi gmalim. He's an onus legabi shvorim. I can't say a pshia legabi one mean is mechayim me legabi another mean. Lamaisa gomel didn't go over it, Baruch Hashem. And the shay went over it, and mamish it's a pella that the kisi cracked. I'm an onus legabi. So mele you see from the Gemara, you don't mix and match. The tlasa b'shiva soibuenis means legabi the same thing. So b'zoisa, maybe my kash is bachlal not shver. I'm asking a kash, it could be he's an onus. He's stuck on onus legabi Reuven who locked the door. But he's chayv al tchilose bepshiyah because Shimon left his door open. You can't mix and match. If I was a peshay legabi Shimon, I'm an onus legabi Reuven. So Taisvah says, no, there's a meyredik echilik. Mishum, the legabi pekeyech legabi shvorim hanizokim leposhiklam. That means this hezek that occurred to the shoyer, I wasn't a pesheya whatsoever. The shoyer walked on the kisei, not a pesheya. Avulhocha pesheya hu bekelev zeh leinyan zeh hagodish li yiznizik begachaltoi bepshiya heichesh lo shama gachaltoi. Lachen yesh li yischayev. I feel in the second bonus, the man that machayv tchos v'shiv v'say the bonus. But Taisvah says, but over here, you have a mazik. And your mazik could, your teller could be mazik the goddish. Because the shimon has an open door. So you were a pesheya and the shmira of your mazik. In the mazik that occurred, you were a pesheya. So even though it happened to an oifen hanoynes, but that's called philosophy of shiv, it's oifen bainis. Mashenk in the Gemara later, he wasn't a pesheya legabi shvorim, legabi asher pikeich.